மெய்யே என வெவ்வினை வாழ்வை உகந்து ஐயோ அடியேன் அலையத்தகுமோ கையோ ஐலோ கழலோ முழுதும் செய்யோய் மயிலேறிய சேவகனே. அபூர்வா, இன் டுடேஸ் வேர்ஸ் அருணகிரிநாதர் லிட்ரலி கிரைஸ் அவுட் ஐயோ, அலாஸ். He has realized that everything we chase thinking it's real is actually a grand illusion.
Why is he so distressed, Vedant? He says meye ena vivvinai vaalvai. Does he mean our life is a lie?
He's saying that we take this worldly life, vivvinai vaalvu, which is filled with tough karmas, and love it thinking it is the ultimate truth, meye. He asks, alas, is it right for a devotee like me to wander aimlessly, mistaking this temporary drama for reality?
Oh, so it's like getting so absorbed in a movie that you forget you're just in a theater? You start crying for the characters because you think it's real.
Exactly. And to wake him up from this dream, he calls upon Muruga. Kayyo ayilo kalalo muludum seyyoi. He describes Muruga as being entirely crimson or red, seyyoi. His hands, his spear, ayil, and even his feet wearing the warrior's anklets, kalal, are all a brilliant red. And it ends with Mailariya Sevagane, the warrior who rides the peacock.
I noticed the term seyyoi means the red one, but doesn't Sevakan usually mean servant? Why would Arunagirinathar describe Lord Murugan as a servant?
You're right about the literal meaning, Apurva, but in this sacred context, Sevagan actually refers to a warrior. Red symbolizes intense energy and pure grace. The poet is essentially saying, O Lord, you are the embodiment of radiant red grace. Why should I wander in darkness when you are right here to rescue me?
That makes sense. By focusing on the radiant red Lord, the dark grey confusion of our daily lives begins to dissolve. It's a beautiful image of Murugan as a warrior ascending on his peacock.
Right. The takeaway? Number one, recognizing the illusion. Half our problems disappear when we realize that worldly ups and downs are temporary, like a movie. Don't take the drama too seriously. Stay connected to the God, the director. Number two, the color of grace. Muruga is described as Seyyon, the red one. This radiant crimson light represents divine grace that has the power to burn away the darkness of our ignorance.
Got it, Vedant. Next time I'm stressed, I'll just tell myself, this is just a scene in a movie, why am I panicking? I'll just focus on the radiant red Lord instead.
Perfect. Let that brilliant light guide you. See you tomorrow for verse 27.